We're in the endgame now.
Everybody, welcome back to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by a very special guest. He co-hosted before BC, you know, before cancellation of the game, and he's back again. Tommy and Jeremy decide to have a movie night. Tommy's watching Eurotrip and JB's watching Dude Where's My Car. I'm joined by Quizzy. Quizzy, long time no see. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are you?
Only, what, 7 days away as we record this? So
seven too many.
It's going to be a long week. But luckily,
yes,
we have lots of news. The big news recently, as of we record this, the gameplay first look, which aired today, I believe that was recorded several weeks ago. Donovan Edwards kind of let that slip when he posted a behind-the-screens picture of the set on his Instagram stories. Very interesting. It was Bordeaux, the YouTuber, against Donovan Edwards. And I will say, before we get to the video and break it down, it's very tough for those guys who hadn't had logged many hours, and they were expected to really put on a show. You know, if hundreds of thousands, if not more, of people, this is their first real look at the game. These two guys are trying to learn the game and intricacies. I think that's why some of the weird things we saw, you know, some missed tackles, some missed hit sticks, I think because of that newness factor, they just weren't quite ready. But I thought, all things considered, I thought they did a really good job with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you pick up the sticks on a new game. I mean, even year to year, I remember getting my hands on the sticks at some of the early, you know, events, and things weren't even quite what they were going to be when the game actually released. And so it can take some getting used to. So, and it's always interesting to fill out like the new playbooks, even the new feel of how players cut and move and react to things. It's all a learning curve. So
what are your, before we get into this, so everybody who's new to the show knows, what are kind of your big features in the game that you look forward to, and how do you typically play the game? Are you an online guy, an offline guy? What are you looking for with College Football 25?
Yeah, so I mean, like most people, I think I'm big into Dynasty mode. I've actually almost exclusively played offline Dynasty. I always had trouble syncing up my schedule with, you know, folks that were able to advance a couple of times a week or whatever, and I'm sure that won't change as I've gotten older with kids. But so I've been predominantly an offline guy. That doesn't mean I don't want to try the online thing. I have to find, you know, a dynasty that's right with my schedule. But I've always been focused on gameplay. I know, you know, some people like yourself are very focused on, you know, the presentation aspects and kind of like how the authenticity of everything around. And I definitely appreciate those things. I just don't necessarily have an eye for that, right? I come to this as like a true football fan. I read coaching books, I like scheme, things like that, right? And so that's kind of the angle I come to it from. I really like to, you know, see the nuance of how the, you know, the players react and how they line up and things like that. So really just looking forward to it. This has always been the way I kind of got myself excited for the college football season. And, you know, it's really been missing, right, you know, the last 10 years or so. So,
well, let's get into this video. If there's anything you see, just let me know and I'll pause the video. And if my tech skills allow, I can even rewind a little bit. So let's not play the sound because we don't get nuked on YouTube. So everybody who's watching, you'll see it, but you won't hear it. Right off the bat, there's one thing a community member pointed out, and maybe I'll let it play as I explain it. Unique thing there, he noticed on the intro, like the cleats are very plain. And going through, kind of found out in the game, looks like the cleats load, but on the menu, pre-select, they do not load. So I'm guessing it was a bug.
Oh, yeah.
Good look at Michigan Stadium and the crowd. Just the entrance, I thought, looked good. The sound sounded good. I'm interested to see what, at home what it sounds like. But you can tell even Donovan Edwards was very impressed. You know, he's lived this, and he was impressed by it. So you got to think it's pretty darn good if he's impressed by it.
Yeah, that really stood out to me. Just like the grin on his face, seeing himself in the game, I thought was really cool.
And as we watch this, his character, he's really good in this game. So I can see why he was so happy.
Yeah, no kidding.
One thing I thought was interesting when he was talking about the details of Michigan Stadium, he mentioned, oh, they even play the Big House theme song. And I thought that was really funny that he didn't call it the fight song. He called it the Big House theme song.
Yeah, it's funny.
As we watch this, we had Nick, the announcer. We have OG and Will Sykes. And I thought it was interesting on Twitter today. OG shared that there's more gameplay items coming that did not make the blog, and some of them will be at launch, some later. We don't know if that's big or small items at this time.
Yeah, I would imagine we got to be getting pretty close to like an embargo release, right? At some point, the folks who have had their hands on the game and been able to record some content, I would imagine they're going to turn them loose somewhere in advance of the actual release date.
The rumor mill is is this Saturday the 13th, but I can't say
Okay.
that I can confirm that. But the rumor mill, like on Reddit and other places, saying this Saturday.
Yeah, I'd buy that, three days in advance of the early access for people who pre-ordered it. So that makes sense. I'm interested to see kind of an unedited, I think they did a nice job with this video of kind of not only just watching, letting you watch someone play the game, but kind of using that footage to analyze and kind of show us the features that they put into this game action. It's obviously an edited video, but I think those edits were value added for me personally, at least. It was nice to be able to go back and look at some of the features that they've outlined in action. So I like the way they did this, especially for just a first pass at watching some gameplay. I could have used a little bit more like the play call screen and just being able to see, some of the mechanics of things. So I'm hoping I'll get some of that here in upcoming videos from the community members that are able. But overall, I thought it was pretty solid first video.
And one thing to ask here, I want to know your thoughts. They show off the new passing meter, and like you said, this video was good because not only did we see gameplay, we had developers giving feedback. And one of the areas they stressed right off the bat here was the new passing meter that's called revamped passing. It's the blue, yellow, and red, kind of indicating your, I believe the pass quality is probably the best way to describe it. Red is still catchable. Scott O'Gallagher would explain in the video. It may be off target and your drop percent chance decreases, but it's still possible. Some of those passes, they might be low. He said that they call that off frame. And it sounds like if you lock onto the player, you have a kind of a chance to get it, maybe a lower chance, but you still get it. And it's worth noting that he came on Twitter this evening and clarified that the game will have three passing styles users can pick from: the revamped, which is this main new one that they show off in the game; freeform, which is kind of like what Madden has; and classic, which is the traditional push a button and go. And it sounds like revamped, what makes it so unique and the preferred and better way is, one, you don't have to use the left trigger to, change your trajectories like you do with Madden. You can just use that left stick to kind of lead the pass a little bit, and the magnitude of your button press will kind of decide what angle you take, how fast it goes. Sounds like you can get better trajectories with that. So it's one of those that on paper sounds like a lot, but I think it makes the most sense to learn this revamp style and go with it.
Yeah. I mean, they put a lot of thought into it. Like any of these features. So, like, caveat, a lot of this depends on how it feels once you actually have a chance to play it, right? But I think I remember from the gameplay video that led that deep dive, that it basically how hard you throw it too is on that meter, right? And so, I think it'll take some getting used to. But I mean, the intent of what they're doing, I haven't really seen too much red. It seems like that happens in the off-platform throws when they're kind of out of the pocket or on the run or fading back, things like that, right? And so I don't know. I tried watching the meter doesn't seem to be very red very often for your normal throw. Now maybe that's different with, quarterbacks with weaker ratings, stronger arm quarterbacks, but low accuracy or things like that. I don't know. So.
I'm interested to see because they talk about, to me, it sounds like every cat pass will be in the area. I don't want to say catchable, but it'll be in the area.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what happens if you play a cheeser online or somebody who likes to drop back excessively. If you do pressure them, if you get them on the run, will they have those massive overthrows? As Scott mentions right off the bat here that we don't have a lot of the, 20-yard overthrows, but I think he means if you're set halfway properly. And maybe I'm
Yeah.
inferring that the wrong way. One thing I do want to point out, I've not seen a lot of people talk about this yet, and it's a minor detail. When you watch the quarterback drop back, and especially on some throwing animations, just a visual thing. It seems to be some feet sliding. It's nothing that'll affect gameplay, but it's one of those that it wouldn't surprise me in College Football 26 or 27. One of the gameplay features they mentioned is, oh yeah, we went and redid the animations for quarterback drop backs. It very much,
Yeah,
there's
I see
one
what you're
later
talking
with Drew Aller, especially. It looks like when he goes to turn, he just ice skates, which doesn't affect the gameplay. But when the game looks so sharp in so many other regards, then some of the weird animations kind of stand out in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's interesting because one of the things that stood out to me in this was there are some great animations, right? There's one a little later, the There's a throw on the run at like the 1648 mark of this video. I'm sure we'll get to it, but he's moving on the run, and I don't remember ever seeing an animation where it looked as clear like they captured someone throwing on the run. I thought it was really great. So yeah, to your point, you do notice some of those kind of different things that happen that just don't quite look right, but overall, I think it looks pretty good.
And I don't know if going back to our early point when you started the show, I don't know if it's just because these two guys were so new with the game, but one thing that stood out to me as they played, and I'm not saying it's an area of concern, but just stood out, kind of a question, is it kind of tough to tackle in open space? Are the
Yeah.
jukes maybe a little overpowered? Was it these guys going for the hit stick every time? What's going on? And I will say before you hopped on, I was watching this video again for about the fifth time today, and it seemed like there's even times the computer falls for the jukes. Which is a double-edged sword because it felt like in NCAA 14, for example, it was kind of tough to juke the computer. But then when I watch this, I'm like,
Yeah.
is it maybe a little too easy to juke the computer? Granted, we don't know any settings or sliders beyond All-American difficulty, what was really going on here.
Yeah, so I don't know. Can you go back to that play?
I sure
Is it
can.
possible? So that was one of the plays I kind of took some notes on. But like the animations are like it's kind of a bad run fit there. And you wonder if it's that's ratings related or whatever. But if you watch, there's also a defensive lineman that kind of struggles to shed, even though it kind of looks like he should be free after that initial contact with the O line. And so I just thought like that play was a little awkward for me. I guess I'm a little concerned that like it'll be too wide open, right? And I get
Right.
it, it's college and that's a design decision. And I do like that it's going to feel different than, a pro game Madden. But I do worry that, you always worry about balance in something like that. So.
That was kind of my thought as well, watching that. I think they definitely are going the wide open gameplay, which makes sense first year back. Putting up the points is a little sexier and sells a little better. I think it'll
Yeah.
come down to like if somebody who understands football better than somebody who doesn't. I'm not saying that rudely. You know, if you call the right
Yeah.
defense, theoretically, will it slow down somebody with a wide open attack?
Yeah. I mean, it's all in the ability to adjust, right? Like the thing about football is you can dominate someone with the same play over and over if they don't adjust, right? So like that's realistic. It's just a matter of having the right keys. And I think we'll talk about some of that, right? They've got the shell covered shells and things like that, to hopefully give you some adjustments. But it's just on the face of this, 20-minute video, I agree. I was a little bit like, I hope there's some adjustments, or maybe just, the guys playing aren't comfortable tackling in space yet on it.
One small presentation thing here. In some of the other gameplay videos, I noticed it and it was really excellent. Where there's a, and it's even later on in this video, Edwards has a breakaway run on the left sideline, and the crowd reaction as he gets on the breakaway, say within 15 yards, is excellent. Here on this touchdown run, I noticed the crowd really doesn't react until he's about 5 yards deep. A small detail, but
Yeah.
it really stood out today for some reason. And you can see it here. Right now, the crowd
Yeah.
should be probably going hog wild, and they really don't care until
Yeah.
there.
Well, so honestly, I wouldn't have noticed that, but it's interesting that you say when he breaks it on that big one that it's different. So that's interesting to me that like they react dynamically in some settings but not others.
I wonder if when there's more space and the players get further away,
Yeah.
maybe it triggers something. Here's a look at the reticle, and in the past couple of shows, Tommy, Jeremy, and I have wondered because this has changed two or three times in pre-release up to this point. So we wondered each time, what the heck does this mean? The right side, we guessed correctly, that's kind of their stamina or fatigue, telling you how tired they are. And this left side, I believe Tommy's the one who guessed it, so he gets all the credit. That's the wear and tear, and they call these pips. I think that the way I understand it is that the more these go down, that's the more that at least some body part is injured. And later on, when
Yeah.
they will show us that when they do the coach vision, that it'll tell you specifically what I believe is their weakest appendage, and I'm leave the jokes at home on that one. But it'll tell you which one is the most hurt or fatigued at the time.
Yeah, so that's what I took out of it was that whatever their most injured body part is, that's what the meter there reflects. So essentially that's a worst case scenario.
And they Scott mentioned that the toughness rating is kind of the most important one that plays into that, as well as the impact of the hit. So if your player isn't very tough, that seems like that might be something in recruiting that if you got to decide between two players who are relatively equal, if maybe one has a higher toughness rating, maybe you go with that guy just because that's less wear and tear theoretically you have to put up with.
I wonder if you even get to see that though in recruiting, right? Is toughness one that
That's
you can uncover?
I wonder, well, maybe rephrase that. Maybe when you go to cut players and you get to see their ratings, then you realize, yeah, okay,
That'd be
this guy's not as tough. He cries after workouts, so we're going to get rid of him and put this other guy in.
Overall, I like what they're trying to do with the wear and tear. I think
Yes.
it'll be interesting. I mean, like everything's tuning dependent, right? But I think the intention there is good.
And later
I don't
on, we'll
know if
get.
you want to get into, I don't know if you wanted to get into this right now, but one thing I noticed with the wear and tear, I don't really see any formation subs or quick subs anywhere in any of the menus or anything like that.
I have that a couple points down. When Donovan Edwards does his pause menu, I think let's save it for that. But I agree with you that that's a good tease, Quizzy. That's why you're here.
Just
You're the
as it
tease
relates
man.
to wear and tear, you would think those two things would go hand in hand. So,
Exactly. A couple episodes, JB brought that up. He said if you have this wear and tear system, theoretically, you got to have an easy way to get players subbed in and out, so you're not having to go to the pause menu every time. And that's exactly what we saw today. But maybe Donovan didn't fully understand. But then, like you said, and we'll get to it later when Donovan goes to the pause menu. I sure didn't see where formation subs or quick subs are at. Doesn't mean they're not in there, but just didn't it didn't scream out to me, here it is. The option pitch types, what do you think of these, Quizzy? We got three types. The quick is where you tap it, strong is where you hold LB or O1, and the fake is where you double tap it.
So I mean, I like the intent. I think the key to this one is going to be what's the penalty like on those quick ones, right? Because if there's no penalty or minor penalty for taking the risk of just tapping the button real quick, I don't, that's not the point. Now, I don't know why they would introduce if they weren't intending to punish you for trying to do the quick tap, right? And so I'm sure their intent there is to penalize you if you're over abusing just tapping real quick at the last second, right? But remains to be seen, I suppose.
The pitches here did look good. I know in one of the early trailers there was a pitch that if you watched it and frame by frame, you realize the guy was getting wrapped up and he still was able to deliver a perfect pitch. Here's the
I
coverage
mean,
shells
I'm sure that's a
aspect.
tuning thing, and I'm sure it's something they can tune, right? But yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
I don't remember if this is the play. I know it's coming up, the coverage shells. I have it in my notes here. Humberto.
This is a cover show, so if you want to go back to it,
Yep.
if I remember right, he's saying he had cover three called. I don't think this functionality, what they put a box around there, is actually how it works. I think that's the in-game coverage adjustment. They'll show you in the menu how you set your pre-snap and post-snap look. So he called a cover three here. So if you want to run it, he called a cover three, and then he put show two, which meant he shifted, right? So he's going from a one high cover three shell to a cover two shell here to kind of disguise the defense, and he gets a pick out of it. You'll see that, the safety's invert, and he gets a pick. I don't know necessarily because of that, but it's a good look at kind of the in-game coverage adjustment there.
And like I said, I believe they show it here. Maybe it might be later on. Like you can also do it in the play call screen, which I thought was a that was
And
the first time I had seen that.
I'm most interested how that works. Here you go, right here. So they're showing you there in your defensive screen, you can right stick to pick the shell that your defense is basically going to break the huddle in, right? It's interesting. I love that concept, right? I do wonder, I like the right stick seems quick and easy enough, right? As a way to kind of cycle through those. I do wonder, how does that shift work? Is it a static look when you break the huddle if you don't mess with those coverage adjustments in your pre-snap menus? Is it just if I pick cover zero there, is it a cover zero? Or are they going to, as the snap approaches, bail, right? I think the main concern I have is when we talk about those things like with the real-time coaching or the adaptive AI that the defense, the AI, the computer is going to use all of these adjustments. And I guess my concern is, if you're a user and you pick a cover zero shell and you've got, prevent defense or a cover two, you kind of get what you deserve, right?
Right.
I
Right.
guess I'm worried about the computer calling, a deep shell and then expecting their safeties to bail all the way to the deep half, right? Like that's not really a compatible defensive decision if you don't let it go prior to the snap, right? At some point.
I said, this is the first time I think we've seen it on the play call screen. I need to go back and look at the previous trailers. I know we see the play call briefly, but maybe the user was never on defense
Never on defense.
because I
I've
never
looked
saw that.
as soon as I read the blog about this is maybe one of my top features, right? Is the ability to disguise the defense. I think it helps with that cat and mouse game, right? And so this, I've been looking, and pretty much every clip we've seen in the play call screen has been on offense.
So they hid that well. Here's the with the long run, and you can watch the crowd. Like they recognize it very early on that he's going to score. I mean, they're going wild way back here. So it's a small detail, but it's interesting that when you're close to the goal line, they don't recognize a breakaway. When you're further away, they definitely get it. And it looks awesome. I mean, I'll show it one more time. I don't know if I went back far enough for it the first time. Small presentation detail, but when the game looks so good, otherwise, you sure. And right, there we right about there, they start popping up. He gets to the 40, and there's nobody in front of him, and they go wild.
I'm wondering, is that triggered by just a long gain? So even if that wasn't a touchdown,
Oh, that's a good
crossing a
question.
certain threshold of run length have caused that? It's interesting.
Here we got to look at the celebration guide, and there's one point there that I think really stands out to a lot of people. There's about 28 of them, if I counted right. That's not my I went to a public school, so maybe I don't really know for sure, but I believe about 28 is what I counted. And once I see this certain one, it pops up about two questions to me. I think it's great on this for a touchdown. If you do the right stick left in R1, it'll do a salute. If you play as 133 different teams, but if you happen to play as Colorado, you get the show the ice one, which is fine. I think that's cool. The more details, the better. It did make me start to think, well, we just got this blog on the Sights and Sounds last week that talked about all the different hand signals that went in for a bunch of schools, TCU, Miami, Wisconsin. The list goes on and on. Unless I'm misunderstanding something, which is very possible, I don't see a way that after you score, you can manually trigger a school celebration outside of Colorado. I mean, is that an autoplay? I mean, I would think that I would want to do that.
It doesn't strike me as an obvious anyway to do like a team specific celebration.
Yeah, and so there's nothing that says team, and all these that seem to have their own name. Maybe I'm missing it. I would think that salute one would be salute or school specific would be the best way to handle that. But maybe there's some other way to
It
do
makes
it
me
that we're
think
not aware of.
it's not triggerable. It makes me think it's kind of a pre-canned one for any school specific.
I think it might be something you're at the mercy of the computer on that one, unfortunately. Small detail, but once I saw Colorado, it made me wonder. So the next thing, and I don't know if we'll get to it here, is when we get to the play call screens, I notice there's some layout issues, which makes me kind of screams to me this isn't a final build, which, as we mentioned, we think this was from several weeks ago. So it's close to final, but obviously there's going to be bugs because there's text overlaying on the formation name. When it says formation, that overlaying, there's some weird things going on.
I'm the play call art is a choice, if that's one too. It's very like distinctly different, right? And I don't know, like it's almost like the proportions are weird on some of the plays. I don't know. I found it interesting.
One of the previous shows we mentioned, and I'll see if I can pause in a good spot here. If I'm quick enough on the trigger. I'm not. One thing we noticed on a previous show was it looks like some of the, I believe the PS2 version of the game, it would dynamically reflect where the ball was in relation to the hash marks. And on this game, it's very much static where you're in the middle of the hash marks. So if you forget, which I know a lot of people probably don't, but as Tommy brought up a good example, if you're doing Road to Glory and get popped into a situation, you don't know necessarily where the ball's at. Besides, you might know the yard line, but you're not going to know are you in the left hash or right hash. And I personally, I'm someone who a lot of my play calling depends where I'm at. Like I don't like to run a lot of, there's some stuff I don't run on the right side that I will on the left side.
It's interesting too, like. So that coverage shell, I don't know that I expected it to, but I thought it would have been nice if the play art updated to show you the alignment that you're choosing. Maybe they don't want to do that because they don't want you to lose sight of the structure of the end game on the defense. So like if you're calling cover one they want it to be reflected and what the final, like what call you're actually in, not what you're pretending. But I don't know. I just thought I wasn't sure what to expect, to be honest.
Here we go. Here's the look. There's some layout issues. I believe it says formation there, and it's kind of like doing this weird overlay thing. I don't know if that's a video edit issue, if that's if actually the way it is in the game, because you see like it's black here, but then the gray here, that something just is off with this. And I don't know if that's a bug or if that was an editing issue when they put the video together. And this ties in also, where I think we're getting pretty close to when Donovan pulls up. Like, I don't see like a quick sub here. Would that be here? Would that be on the top layer above this when that would occur? Now, granted, you're going to see it on the offensive side, but I just don't. Like, you can look down here at the offensive side. You have back, you can favorite plays, audibles, flip play, coach adjustments. Unless it's buried, I'm not seeing that there.
Well, I feel like it was always on the right stick, right? So, like,
Yes.
if you wanted to swap through the quick subs, it was always on the right stick. So, on defense, at least, that's been taken over by the shell adjustments.
And
But
I don't
yeah.
see it on offensively, but maybe I need to watch closer on some of these. I see there's a good example of Berto got juked out of his shorts on that one.
Yeah.
But I think they're going for big hits. And that's one of the things I'm just kind of concerned about that. Maybe
Yeah,
not
and
red
I'm
flag concerned, but
assuming
just
so
wondering.
the catching is pretty much the same dynamic as Madden is, right? So like the buttons, right? So I'm wondering, like, did neither of them try just the wrap up tackle with like the A or X button if they're you right? It's just like the breakdown and secure a tackle. It didn't seem like either one of them was trying to do that. It was all kind of like hit stick and dive.
That's the way I took it as well. And here we have I believe it's Bordeaux go for the quick tempo here. Or excuse me, the turbo, I guess, as they
Oh,
call it here. Let me go
okay. If
back.
you could back up and pause, if you
Let
so
me know
that
when.
field general trait comes alive on that one, and I'm not real sure what to read. If you watch over the left corner and the nickel on the right, it's going to populate like an F and a C in the same kind of like style as the blitzer callouts. So just like that. The icons there, those are showing blitzers, right? They're exclamation.
But they're saying it
But in
also
the
could not be
last
correct.
play, on the last play, it had an F over the field corner, and it had a C over the bound or over the nickel to the boundary. And I'm not real sure. I was thinking like force and cloud, but that doesn't, I don't know.
Do I need to go
I'm
back
not
further for
real
that?
sure.
I know I saw it in this video, but now what I want to find it, I can't get to it. Did I go not go back far enough?
Well, you it just showed it on that play. I think you're
I
yeah
saw
it
it for a
was
half second there.
yeah
Maybe I'm not quick enough to pause it for the viewers.
yeah so if you watch coming out of this on the left,
There we go.
there you go. So like I thought curl or force, I don't know. I'm not real sure what those know.
I don't
Interesting.
either. I did notice that when I watched it the first time. I think I just went through a slow motion and pulled some screenshots and thought, I'm sure they'll explain it at some point. And I thought maybe I was being dense and couldn't think of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I almost wish they would release like pre-release like a glossary of terms or like for all these like coaching styles and attributes and like the call outs and things like that. I think it'd be really great to be able to like figure out what it all means before I have to learn it on the fly.
Even all the controls, just to get that out there ahead of
Yeah.
time. Right? Go back to the
Yeah.
old days of putting out manuals. Just make a
Yeah.
PDF instead of a print one.
I'm pretty sure I still got all my old Jane's Combat Simulation manuals. Those things are awesome.
That, like I said, we mentioned here he uses the turbo, and they point out that the D is a step slow getting off the ball. That's one of those. That's an interesting approach. When they first announced this turbo no huddle or turbo approach we talked about on the show. People are going to try to cheese that online. Like, that's going to be the first attempt. Will it work or not? I think it depends on the wear and tear fatigue system. Because you would think the offense would get fatigued as well. You wouldn't want to go to the well too often on it.
Well, and it's interesting too because I might be misreading this whole thing, but it got the sense that the turbo play is the only play where you get that benefit, right? So it's
I believe
basically
so.
you can go at a turbo pace to get to the line. You can call one of those plays that's on the left there, or you can run the turbo play, which is basically like a preset, like Hey, when we go turbo, this is our call unless we change it.
Okay, well, that's maybe I didn't read that correctly. That makes more sense the way you explained it than the way I understood it.
So I think that's probably like I think Chip Kelly's offenses were famous for that. So like,
Yep.
hey, we're gonna turbo. The call is inside zone unless we change it. And that way, like, there's no confusion about what play they're running if they just run it and hurry, right?
Right.
So that feels like it's probably the answer, but
And in the video game sense, part of it is the defense can't adjust. I'm sure a lot of users are not going to be, they're going to be less than honest. They're not doing it for the advantage of being quick with the play. They're doing it for the advantage of, oh, your defense stays out there. I'm hoping to fatigue you. Here was where Donovan goes in the, he goes in to replace himself because his own character has started to get some damage and a decrease in ratings from wear and tear. This is where we had some users on Twitter hit us up right away and said, whoa, 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 did you see formation subs? Not in here where I would think it would be. There's a depth chart, injury report, offensive audibles, defensive audibles. And that's when it made me start thinking later on, what, on the play call screen, I never saw quick subs either. Not saying they're not in, but my Magic 8-Ball says things might be a little hazy right now.
And like I kind of got to earlier, I like that's one thing. And again, that they got so much into this game. Maybe that's one thing that, they didn't want to do it the wrong way, so they
Right,
didn't put
right.
it in. I know that's at least it used to be a big concern is like, hey, we want it too, but we don't want to throw something that's kind of band-aided together into the game. So maybe they just couldn't get to it. I just think with the wear and tear being such like a critical feature, you kind of need the ability to sub on the fly. I guess I really hope like in the past the thresholds on the mass subs were kind of broken and wonky, right? Like you could have
Right.
players get subbed out and never come back in. And so if they're relying on auto subs only kind of maintenance of personnel, I hope that they
It's got to work.
work to make sure that it's tuned right.
They go into their next game here, and there's a couple things real quick on the pre-game menu select I want to show once we get to it. And we may skip ahead here versus watching the highlights. Here again, the look at the uniforms, the cleats, like I was pointed out by you remember Ryan, the Moore father. Here, there's like no logo on them, but in the game, there's definitely a design on them. So I'm assuming that was a bug. Maybe that's a bold assumption, but I think that's it. Here's another look at the pregame, some of the options. Event type exhibition. I'm assuming, as Tommy kind of caught in the community caught last show, look at that national championship picture was from a Play Now game. So we think that you can pick whether maybe national championship. I don't know what other options you could have there. You can pick your commentary before the game, even teams, quarter length, accelerated clock, the play clock remaining, stadium, time, and weather. I don't see anything that indicates live weather. And granted, they don't really scroll through those. But we've had a lot of people ask, is the Weather Channel live feedback in? My guess based on this is no, but obviously until EA confirms it, I wouldn't put it in gospel.
I mean, I know they specifically say later in this video weather, and they have in the blogs, right, that weather play influences gameplay.
Yes.
Maybe they just for now kept it at surface level, right? Like you
Which is fine.
set the weather, but that's something I could see them iterating on pretty quickly.
And the time of the kickoffs, you get between noon, the 3:30 and 8 o'clock games. So you can't get those Hawaii 10 p.m. games, unfortunately.
Yeah, all this presentation stuff looked great. I mean,
Yes, and the sound too.
I mean, it's a cool way to get you pumped up in the game, get you introduced to where you're at. Interesting, like, with all the home field advantage and stuff, if your team's kind of lousy heading into an atmosphere like this, it's going to be tough.
We had one community member who asked us. He said, "Is this a gang tackle?" Because he said some people have said, "Are they in the game?" They had yet to see one. And here, I mean, it might meet the description on this sack. I'm not going to probably highlight the right two players, but one seems to kind of get him by the leg, and the other comes in and finishes up,
Oh
but
no,
shutting them down.
your tackle's gonna bust loose, the guy working 77 here. So he busts loose.
There's two guys that make it. That's the first. Is that the first time we've seen that in a clip? Maybe I need to watch closer, but is that
I mean, at the very least, it wasn't a one interaction or another. Like the guy 55 kept his hands on him as he went to the ground.
Another thing with this is they mentioned the ability that this player has of being a platinum pocket disruptor. This is something that back in NCAA football for years, we wanted those defensive tackles to be more of a factor. You know, in the mold of a Sue or an Aaron Donald, just, you know, we want a defensive tackle who can really just break the pocket down. And it looks like with this ability, they're trying to do that. This is a physical ability, but it sounds like it's weird. The title is Pocket Disruptor, but the description says that they are more composed on the road. That doesn't quite fit with what the title is, but I know they've mentioned in blogs, and I believe even Scott O'Gallagher has said on Twitter that they want those defensive tackles to kind of, you know, wreak havoc a little bit.
Yeah, and I think conversely they have one that's like shedding blocks. I believe I saw, right? Probably more for run plays, right? So if you run right at a guy who's good at stopping the run, he should be able to shed his blocks better. But the sense I got is the description there probably doesn't match the actual ability.
We don't really get a nice screen for it, but during the course of this, I believe OG and I don't know if it was OG or Sykes or both, he said that these attributes are a little tied to archetype. So there's some of those things that are tied to certain player types of what they can do, that it's not. And I believe I should say that maybe its ability is tied to archetype. So it isn't like, you know, every player can do the same thing. You know, they're a little bit different and varied, which makes sense. And I think the term that Scott uses, they didn't want to muddy the waters. That's probably the best way to put it.
And I think in the past, and this is like the way coaches were in NCAA 14, right? Every coach would eventually be the same, even though they had all these different options for you to choose. Eventually, at the end of the day, you had them all, right? And so it sounds like they've maybe learned some lessons there, probably through Madden, right, too, of the ability for everyone to be everything means they're all the same, just like you try to differentiate from the start, right? Yeah, it makes sense.
What do you think? Here we get a look at the custom stem. It's like we've seen it quite a bit, but not as much as I would like to see. But they do show it briefly here, the custom stem feature.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because I don't know. I think in reality, and maybe I'm wrong. I didn't play college football. It would be tough to customize a stem or the depth of something beyond like go to the first down line or coming out of a huddle, right?
Right. They would know before they
But
got out there, probably.
I think this is something that teams might probably do like within a game planning in preparation for a game is say, hey, instead of taking our outs at 5 yards, we're going to take them at 7 because they're given X amount of cushion or whatever the case, right? And so it's an adjustment. I don't think anything's bad adjustment. But like anything, if you can customize everything, I kind of worry about things getting out of balance. So.
I believe coming up here, Ned, they talk about pump fakes, and one of those things is every year they always talked about it, and they said that this year it can move the defenders, and they show the defensive back actually adjusting on the pump fake, and the guy gets open.
Yeah, that was one of the last notes I made when I was watching this earlier, is the pump fake moving the defender was nice. Like that's a pretty cool thing to be able to say, like I'm gonna pump the flat and throw the smash behind him, the corner route. It was a pretty good look at it and seemed effective. I'm wondering, so overall, in terms of gameplay wise, I think the thing I'm most concerned about coming out of this, besides, just the ability to tackle in the open field, is some of the underneath coverage. And I don't know what plays they're calling. I don't, you know, I their coaching adjustments are set to, right? I don't know any of that. But just on the basis of it, a lot of the underneath coverage seemed either late or kind of a bit off on this, who grabbed what receiver coming out. So I'd like, again, I'm anxiously awaiting other gameplay footage just to see, particularly from people who have kind of final builds, right? Just see where they've gotten to with all of this.
And one thing I noticed, we mentioned this earlier, we were wondering what the offensive had, and there's definitely no, you know, quick subs there. And when they do like the wide shots or the shots of Bordeaux or Edwards sitting there playing the game, they're not playing on the same TV. So they only see like one of this. So I think this is a post edit by the EA team or production that they're splicing in the play call for both these users onto one screen.
Oh, that makes sense.
So I think that's why this is on the technically on the top of the screen for, I guess in this case it would be Bordeaux, and this is Edwards. Because it very much is not that way when they're playing. When they do a far out shot, this is not what they're seeing. But then again, here you see you have text over formations. This isn't been has not been cleaned up yet. I'm assuming that's probably maybe one of the final things they did. Hopefully.
It's I don't know, like a lot of things, in those early builds, you see a lot of goofy things happen.
Yes.
The calling out the mic there.
Those lines are definitely trippy. I mean, there's no other way to describe it.
It's and it's tough to get a read on how it's working, because they're showing, bluff play art and real play art, like what's messed up, what isn't. I'm
Right.
sure we could figure it out if we watched it a few times, but it's tough to know how messed up it is their play art because of this feature, and how much is, like, the bluff play art and stuff playing into this. So
Right. I think we're getting to the point. Well, I thought the pump fake was coming up, but after that, and probably not. Maybe it's the next possession.
you know what I like? I liked some of the celebrations headed into the end zone. I noticed a
Yes.
few of them that were like, even just a little kind of like mini high step, the last couple of steps going in. I don't know if those are automated or if it's a button press, but I liked them. I thought they were pretty cool.
My guess is it's probably like Madden, where you got to hold. What is it? Trigger, and I don't remember if it's two triggers and a. It's kind of convoluted. I mean, once you
Have
figure it
no
out,
idea.
it's second nature. But when you tell somebody about it, you're like, well, that's way complicated for what I want to do.
Well, that's like all those celebrations. I'm never going to remember any of them. It's the old man in me. I can't press six buttons in quick succession to make things work. So, like, I don't know. Maybe it's a feature I'll just never get to use, but.
You'll be like me. You'll pick like two to four you'll have memorized. Your two favorites, and that'll be just what you do every time.
Exactly.
Here's a look at the composure. And I think this also ties into other points where I think the pump fake shows up here. And I also think that some of the sliding by the quarterback animation, I think all shows up at the same time. This is the composure. They were telling, Sykes was telling Bordeaux, if you looked at your composure, you would have saw that it was affecting your quarterback, pretty badly here. Everything they do in this game, I shouldn't say everything. A lot of what they do with this game is all comes off of center. If that makes sense, where that's kind of the default, that's like the starting point. And if you go this way on it, it's going into negative. And then you look at the running back here, it goes up. That's in the positive. It always confuses my, feeble brain. Anytime I see red, I want to think bad, but in this case, I believe that's actually good.
That it took me some getting used to too. It's also interesting to me, like, okay, there's 11 players on the field. We can see what, eight, nine of them. Only two of them seem to be impacted by composure, or is it just, I mean, they're showing the meters, so I assume we could see it for everyone, but it might be that they're selecting just to look at the backs. I don't know.
That's interesting. Because there's one of the screens they put out where you can kind of see it, but obviously not there for some reason. Maybe it is the position groups if you use the left stick to change position groups.
Yeah, I don't know. Just it would seem to me that they would all have varying degrees of some
Right.
composure impact, right? That's interesting. It's I don't know that the way the ball comes out, like that's a low throw, and he snags it. The animation looks pretty clean. I'm interested to get my hands on it and see how it actually feels in the moment.
Right. See, the spin move seems to work this year. I've
I was gonna
several
say the
times in
spin
this.
move looks nasty.
Yeah, I think we're going back to PS2 days, which is good because the PS3 days, it seemed like wasn't the same thing. It just wasn't the same. And see, here's a red throw, but he was still able to make the catch. I believe he clicked on there. If my eyes are seeing it quick enough, he clicked on and made the catch.
One thing I noticed from this, like, you see the abilities populate in the players. So, like, right there, right, they're showing the rocket ability, which is if he's not pressed, he gets a faster release. So, they're doing that in a pretty cool way, I think. Like,
Yes.
you can see that ability and how it impacts the game and it's not a like it's not an intrusion, it's not an eyesore, right? It's
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 not
kind of this
cartoony over the
planar
top.
plane. Yeah, so I like that.
Yeah, I do too. I wondered if there was going to be a situation where if it fails them, you would know that, because some of these abilities, they say that it is not always triggers. So what would it every time it just if it pops up, it's successful? Because it'd be kind of funny if it popped up here and let's say he was getting pressed, it does like a static fade away, like I don't want to say sad noise, but like, oh, he had this ability, but guess what? He got pressed, so that ability didn't do
Yeah.
anything. But who has that many eyes to see all this stuff though either? I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, they have to zoom in and highlight for us to see it. So it'd be interesting to come retail if we can see all those things in real time. There's a lot to look at.
That's a good point. So I went back and watched it, and it's like I said, it's I think it's discernible. Like you can tell what the image is. Now, I don't know what all the images mean,
Yeah.
but
See, I think under the player it's visible. I'm not so sure about the pre-snap. They that one screenshot they put out early on with Oklahoma State, they have them on an arc, and there's like, I think it was Ollie Gordon had like seven or eight of them, and it's like, boy,
yeah.
I don't know what those mean, and there's no words, and if I'm not playing on a
I
big
think
enough
that's,
TV, I'm not sure
isn't
I'll be
it
able
the
to see it.
coach's cam?
Yeah, it's one of the coach vision. You
So
can,
there's like a coach vision, and then you select like attributes or something like that.
yeah, yes. There's like one or two different wheels essentially you use with your right stick, the way I understand, right stick and left stick, I understand it too, to what you want to look at. And there's
Gotcha.
one of the ways to see it.
Yeah.
Bordeaux had a tough time throwing.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of like throwing out of sacks late and deep that got him in trouble in this one. And
Yep.
all I see when I see this kicking meter is how frustrated I'm going to be by it. But
Yeah, it but I will say on the one thing I didn't think got talked about enough, and here's the pump fake. When they did, I believe it was the gameplay reveal or the gameplay deep dive, they show the Alabama kicker had the, I believe, the clutch kicker ability. If you watch that, I put it in slow motion to see it, is the football on the meter is like buried to the far right. And he makes the kick. And I was
oh,
shocked I
geez.
didn't see more people upset about it. But then I'm like, I even watched a couple of times, like, I gotta be seeing this wrong. Like, the ball must bounce back on the meter, and I'm not seeing it. And I've watched it two or three times, and it doesn't bounce back that I see. I mean, maybe the viewer will tell me, no, you're wrong. It did bounce back. So I hope the clutch isn't that overpowered to where you can have the football buried to one side and they still make it. But it looks like the ball, excuse me, the camera tracks the ball. Because on that first one is a miss, and then the second they redo the kick here with from the other team, and you see they make it, and it's kind of a nice angle where the camera stays with the ball, kind of like what you get in real life a little bit. And see, there's the tracks the ball there, and then here it tracks the ball right down the uprights.
Yeah.
And so here's the pump fake, I believe,
Yeah.
and there the feet are definitely sliding there. It's a small thing, doesn't affect
Yeah.
gameplay, but once you see it, you see
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love the mechanics of it though, right? I mean,
Yes.
the whole concept of that route is to stress that defender vertically, right? Does he want to drop underneath that deep receiver, or does he want to cover the flat? And when you put him in conflict like that, if you can give him the doubt, with that pump fake, it kind of, moves him. And I thought that was pretty cool. That's that throw on the run animation I was talking about.
Okay, that's really sharp, like dangerously sharp. That's good.
Yeah, like look at it. I mean, he kind of like squares his shoulders, but in the version, like he's running, right? And
Yeah,
I
he
don't know,
doesn't
I
do a
like
wild
that.
kick on the end. The end. I mean, he does it
Yeah.
kind of proper.
I don't know. I'd like to see that. Okay. I'm less concerned now. I was wondering about like that was way too open, but the user it looked like took the force defender and ran him inside there. Okay, and that's the wear and tear.
Yep, I'm gonna try to zoom in on that one a little bit here, because I didn't know it did that necessarily until today when they showed. I mean, maybe I saw some of those icons before, but I didn't put it all together that. I mean, I hope everybody has a big TV at home. to see that it's left arm, rib, where the meter's at. Now, is that what's left of it? I mean, is that worn down? I mean, I think that's the way I understand it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one because I almost think it's the opposite there. Because it's still green, right?
I think so. Is that green or is that the yellow when it's coming down?
Yeah.
Either way, it's not orange or red yet. So orange and red to me are like the severe.
Yeah, so I almost wonder if you tripped into the next tier down, like if you went for, say that's yellow. I'm colorblind, so it's tough. So say that's yellow to the orange category, does that bar then fill up as you're full in the orange and you're going to drop, or is it counting up? Yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
I see your point. Yeah, it's a good question. I that's it's like they've shown us a lot, but they haven't shown us a lot, if that makes sense. Like I know the basics on everything, but I don't think I could teach a class on like wear and tear, for example. And here in the video, they talk about the wear and tear. Since that was a big hit, there's probably gonna be an impact. And I believe that was on his left arm, so I suppose that's where the effect will take at least the most damage or most points away from.
Oh, okay. I just noticed that the kick meter has the different kick styles with different button presses. Just like, you know, how you can sky kick it,
Yep.
or I was wondering if that was still in.
Let me get there.
I watched this video like 8 times today because I knew you were going to ask me something I wasn't ready for, and I didn't notice that.
I could watch this probably 10 times and see something new every time. So don't feel bad. Yep, there's you're talking about the sky kick is a triangle, R1 normal, and once the graphics fade, I will tell you it is L1 for squib.
Squib.
And I don't know if they, I think they come up here in a minute and they talk about the kind of the healing with wear and tear. Actually, let's talk about the weather as they kick to it here. Here's a look at snow. And I did look at Reddit before we hopped on the show here to record. They were criticizing this pretty hard. And I thought this too. I don't like the way this snow looks. But if you go back into the, I believe the sights and sounds deep dive video, the snow looked way better there. They show a screenshot of Navy, the camera's way in the back, and it looked way better than this. So the hope is that this is from an earlier build and was not finalized because the snow there did not look very good. Here they're back at the wear and tear.
I didn't. They kind of blended into the snow a little bit more than I expected, and it's just kind of like splotchy, but
Yeah, I think people were joking. It was like Splatoon art style. I don't know if you've ever played that or seen the game, but they said that's what that snow very much looked like, Nintendo style. This is interesting with the wear and tear. There's healing stages, which I think we knew, but per play, per quarter, and halftime, they said halftime is the biggest kind of recovery time for your player. And there's also week to week when you play Dynasty and Road to Glory, which makes sense. That's like real life. I mean, if a guy starts to get banged up, you better sit him down and or at least get to halftime.
I think it's they've got the right idea, right?
Yes,
I
yes.
think it's just the implementation and then the sub piece, right? Like how do you manage that?
Yep.
So it's like anything, if you give me a feature, that's great if it's realistic, right? But I need a way to manage it and make those decisions. So I'm interested to see how they handle that.
Okay, there, go back to our early point. That's what they're seeing. So what we're seeing on the TV with the play call screen is very much edited. So that would explain maybe some of the weird things we're seeing. Also, after they talk about these healing stages, they're talking about Drew Aller in this game is a little banged up. And the way I understand it is you see it in trajectories and throw power. I believe OG was the one who said that. That that's when you start, like, it'll affect even that aspect of the quarterback. And at the time, I believe they thought that was going to be intercepted, but he actually makes that catch. And that's pretty impressive catch animation. So even if you are banged up, you can still make plays. Like, he still got that ball there, even though they said he was banged up.
Yeah, and I wonder if the wear and tear is reflected in the meter, right? So like a bigger yellow area or a bigger red area for throws for a quarterback that's hurting or something like that, or if it's just purely like processing. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I get it. I don't know if they've clarified, but that is a good question. Like, where does it all, is it just purely the ratings or is it also the throw meter? And this is about to the end of it here. I would say on in the first video, I wish I had stopped to show it, but when they show one of the highlights of the game afterwards in that first one at Michigan Stadium, like that long touchdown run looked realistic. I don't know if you saw that when he's running against that brick wall backdrop, like it looks really realistic. So I mean, there's it's kind of like Madden in terms of there's some visual elements that look like photorealistic. There's still very much video game things that make you remember, oh yeah, this isn't real yet. This is close. We're getting closer, but it's not quite there. So I guess that's our takeaway on the gameplay first book. What's kind of the are there one or two things maybe you want to talk about real quick that you didn't get to, or your maybe your final thoughts on this 21-minute video?
No, I mean, listen, they didn't do anything to make me any less excited, right? I think
Right.
it's like a lot of things, I'm not going to be able to tell how I feel about it until I get my hands on it. And probably not even then, right? Because it'll be so
Right.
new, it'll all be fun. But yeah, I mean, I think I'm really excited to see the implementation on some of the tools they gave us, the covered shells. And I'm in particular really interested to see the implementation on the things they've kind of highlighted about real-time coaching and adaptive AI. So like, how does the computer use these tools?
Right.
In my opinion, that could be a huge win if they get the AI to like, effectively use these tools and not use them in a way that kind of sacrifices quality. So, no, but overall, I mean, I listen, you could nitpick this thing apart and people can and will and have, right? But
Right.
overall, I think it's exciting. It's a fun look at something that's different, and it's not something it's never played like this before, I don't think. So
And first year back, I have to remind myself, like, this is first year back. And when we did our prediction show like a year and a half ago, there's a lot of these features we didn't think would be in. And that wasn't a knock against EA or the development team. It was just year one back, they're just trying to get this thing to par. And in a lot of regards, I think they, at least on paper, have gone past it. Like you said, we don't know the implementation. We don't know if it needs tweaked or tuned. We don't know if it's over or underpowered. But just on its surface, like, they've done a lot for year one.
I mean, I'm impressed with the feature list so far. I don't personally think I'll be into Ultimate Team, but just the dynasty and gameplay alone is enough to make me pretty excited. I think it's a, I mean, on paper, it's a really good first pass at re-releasing this game.
Well, with that, we're going to wrap up this edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast. Quizzy, thank you for filling in. Tommy and JB, when they get done with their movie night, hopefully they can join us back in a future episode. And I hope we were kind enough to you that you'll come back. And that we want to bring back as many community members as we can. And like I said, you co-hosted in the past, and we wanted to have you back. And this will not be the last time, hopefully, unless you lose my number.
No, I'm happy to join. I appreciate you having me. I have to ask, what's with the Arizona State gear?
I've been trying to mix up every show with different college
Okay.
gear. I have tons of different college gear. I did not
Okay.
switch my allegiances. It's
I was
just
going to say it's
love
an
the
odd look
sport.
for a farmer from Nebraska,
Yeah. That 19-0 game back in 96 still. It changed me. No. All right. Thanks, Quizzy. Everyone out there, thank you for watching and listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast. Leave us a 5-star review, subscribe, comment, and share the show. We really appreciate it. For Quizzy, I'm CDJ. Everyone, again, thanks for watching and listening.